Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with one of my many favorite co-hosts, Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hello there.
Yeah, the
pleasure to be here.
The man of many talents, many skills, soon to be the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I feel it in my bones.
Yeah,
I'm excited. So, but this, like I always say, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving father that continues to bless me. I mean, I had a meeting today with a gentleman named Doug Martin, who used to own this radio show, and I almost started crying in the middle of the conversation because I was just like, Doug, we're just so blessed, man. We're just so blessed with, you know, with our lives, our wives, our houses, our jobs, the opportunities, the talents, the skills we have. It's just like, I almost feel guilty to complain because God has just blessed me with so much. And I want to definitely put God first on this show every single time because of that. And I'll start this show with a prayer as I always do. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being here for me, for being here for Ron, for being here for Candace, for being here for Tom, the engineer, for all of us and our families, for the people that care about us, for supporting us, for all the talents and skills that you put in our toolbox, Lord, so that we can serve you. We ask, most importantly, that you continue to bless us and continue to look out for us so we can continue to serve you. In your son's name I pray, amen. So that being said, it's kind of exciting because here we have an action-packed show today. We have a lot of amazing guests, as well as my favorite guest co-host Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing here to have my back. But to start, we have growing to be one of my favorite people. I think easy to say, top three favorite Candaces. For sure. Yeah. Well, number one, Candace being my wife.
Well, right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
Sure, yeah.
Good save.
Spelled the same way, though. So, yeah. So you guys you're in good company, for sure. Both brilliant women that I enjoy being around. She being the best therapist I've ever known, because that being her profession. You being the best photographer I've ever known.
Well, and, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I know every time I say that, you're always like, okay, whatever, John. Yeah, so give me some more smoke. But I don't...
If you say it enough, I might start to believe you.
Good. I'm going to continue to say it, because I mean it 100%. You know, I think last time I had you on the show, I was talking about how I've had... You know, at least half a dozen photographers come in and take pictures of the show and do different work with me. And I've never seen someone take more crisp and kind of more poignant, you know, for lack of a better word, pictures than you did. And you really know your stuff. You know your stuff.
Yeah. You know, they say pictures are worth 1,000 words, and you just seem to capture your subject and bring out what needs to be brought out with that that person.
That's my job.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because that was really what caught me most with your pictures. And I know I mentioned it last time, but I'm actually going to want to dive into it a little further. It's just like, there were certain moments, like literally moments, like split seconds, where I would do something or my guest would do something that you just like encapsulated almost the whole entire interview, or like the mood of that moment in that. Like, how do you do that?
It's some sort of telepathy I have, I guess. I don't know. Actually, when I started playing photographer, I learned how to use a camera with shelter dogs. And you know, I get the question a lot about dog photos,
right?
Like, how do you get that dog to sit still? My dog wouldn't sit still. I'm like, that dog wouldn't sit still. I predict, like I watch them, and I predict when they're going to do something that's worth taking a picture of. And, you know, I do that with people too. I like watching people, and there's a lot of times when just in a conversation, in an interaction, I can watch a person and be like, I know exactly what this guy's going to do next.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm I'm just watching body language and I'm watching what they're doing and I'm mm-hmm. like, this is what's going to happen. So, you know, I guess I just kind of am predicting that that's going to be the moment and
interesting.
Click the button and hopefully I get lucky.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You have any thoughts in regards to that, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah. Just on what you're saying, predicting people, I used to be on staff at church and we would video live feed the services to mm-hmm. other churches, and having the different camera angles, our pastor would walk around while he was teaching, and so you would learn how he walked, right. and when he would dip his shoulder mm-hmm. one way, you knew he was going to turn and go that other way, mm-hmm. and you'd go to the other camera on the other side of the building. So it's something that you learn, mm-hmm. and then you get good at it.
Mm-hmm. So, you just observe people and how they behave, and more or less people are predictable.
Yeah.
And you know, it's
the muscle memory. They do things the same most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They do things the same, and it's just consistent across people. Like you can tell when someone's, I used to snowboard a lot. And when you're riding down the hill and you're watching people in front of you and you don't want to crash into somebody mm-hmm. and like they can't tell you, hey, I'm going to swing to the left now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you watch their body language, they're going to turn their head. They're going to lean their shoulders. It's small, imperceptible movements that are going to that tell you they're going to turn to the left. And so you probably might not want to go that way at the same time because mm-hmm. then you're going to crash.
Yeah.
Which it was always entertaining because little kids, you know, riding behind. Little kids don't do that. They're so unpredictable. They look to the right and they go to the left and you never know what they're going to do. But grown adults, like you can see it coming if you're paying attention and you just, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you.
Well, that's cool. Exactly. That's helpful. Definitely for the amateur photographers out there that want to definitely capture that shot. That's definitely really useful advice. What are some of the upcoming projects you have coming, and what's ways that people can contact you to be involved with those or just be involved with your amazing services as a whole?
I've got all kinds of cool stuff working right now. I am putting together a headshot mini session day so that people can level up their branding photos. And then I'm working on this fun project called 40 Pet Moms Over 40. Mm. So my goal this year is to photograph 40 women with their pets, the women being over the age of 40. And
yeah, that'd be a really old dog.
It would be a really old dog. Somebody called me out on that grammatical error the other day. She's like, I'd love to play, but my dog's not over 40. I'm like... so I'm working on that because like I really want to tell the story of women over 40 and show off how beautiful they are and show off the wisdom that you develop as you get older, plus sure. our relationships with our pets. Mm. And then me and Sean Campbell are working on a cool seminar with another woman called Defend Yourself and Your Brand, where we're going to spend a day teaching a room full of people not only a little bit of self-defense from Dawn.
CEatonPhotography.com.
Yes.
Right? CEatonPhotography.com. And your phone number?
520-440-2167.
That's Candace Eaton with Candace Eaton Photography. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. He's being a nice guy today. He's filling in for what would usually be Andreas Ruiz, but the surprise news we have is my new co-host will be Sean Campbell.
Some changes are
moving around here. We actually, the last segment of the show, you can start expecting to hear the marketing corner at the last corner of the show with Sean Campbell, and Sean Campbell will be taking Andreas's place as my co-host. Andreas will be helping kids learn about mental health full time now. So, you know, God bless. I'm happy for what he's doing. I think he'll be guest co-hosting every now and again here, but you can get used to hearing the Sean Campbell voice, and probably, I'm guessing, Ron Arenas will be jumping in more often as well.
Yeah, but anytime you need me.
But we're definitely grooming him for his own show, because he's just, the world wants it. The world wants to hear more of Ron Arenas. But we have definitely another. It's interesting how, like, with Ron, now Bill, Steve, we got in the waiting room, Candace, like, all you guys are new friends to me, but man, you guys all mean a lot to me. Like, especially Ron, you know how much you mean to me. Bill, we're relatively new friends, but like, we try to go out of our way to meet every week or two, and like, are definitely, we have really meaningful time.
We
spend together, and the same with Steve Ochoa out in the waiting room, who will be on for the second half of our show. It's just like, if you're a Tucsonan, and I'll let this be kind of our theme for this segment, is if you're a Tucsonan and you're not getting out there networking and meeting with people and connecting with people, you're really missing out. I mean, and that's whether you're in business or not, to whether you're, you know, kind of out there running a nonprofit or not. Like, this is mandatory. And it was in the marketing corner today. When you tune in at 4, you'll be able to hear more about this. We talked about it. But I'll have both you guys kind of chime in on this concept. You know, you, Bill, being Bill Spurbeck, with CPR to you for officially, and Ron Arenas for Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, you guys being business owners, like, how much would you say going out there and being part of the community and talking with people and connecting with people and being a likable figure, being a pillar of the community, has been vital in the growth of your guys' businesses?
Especially Tucson. I have multiple locations in other states, and Tucson really is a relationship-based belly-to-belly community, including business and nonprofits. It's funny, I was just sitting on the couch with Steve, and he was talking with another lady, and out of the, let's say, 10 names they were talking about, I knew 8 of them. So it's truly a relationship community, the way they do business in Tucson.
It is. It's a small town, yeah.
You know, it's quite different. Even 90 minutes away from Phoenix does not have the same business relationships and results as it is here in Tucson.
What are your thoughts?
It's vital to be out in the community and not only be networking for your business, but also be doing good in the community and giving back. I mean, that's just something that as a business owner you need to do.
And it's earlier we were talking about how it's like, and we were talking about it before the show, how it's like, if you're one of those people that are going to networking meetings, you're going to Chamber of Commerce, and you're going to Rotary Club meetings, and you're participating in volunteer events, and you're helping at the Interfaith Community Services, and you're actually doing those things, congratulations. You're in a fine company of about 1,000 people.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, we see the same faces.
Yeah, same people. Yeah, any event here in Tucson, you're going to see about 70% of the same faces that you might have seen last night.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just kind of goes to show, if you're not doing that stuff, then you're not one of those 1,000 people. So certainly, like, if, and I know, you know, we talked about it on the earlier show, when I first got into business as a young 20-year-old, like, I was, you know, afraid to do a lot of things, and I learned how to be a good business owner by being a bad business owner. And certainly, you know, now, you know, today I went to the Arizona Sands Club meeting earlier. They have it's second and fourth Wednesday. They welcomed me to host one the first Wednesday of every month from 9 to 11 a.m. I regularly go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, Rotary Club meetings. If I didn't, I may not even be in business in Tucson anymore.
Right.
Because in a lot of ways, like I think we discuss regularly, here in Tucson, people especially, they do business with people they like.
Yeah.
And it's hard for people to like you if they don't know you.
Yeah. I always say know, like, and trust, the three pillars of a relationship.
Yeah. Expand on it, if you will.
Just especially growing up in Tucson and starting my first business in Tucson, I learned that as far as to be successful in Tucson, you got to get out and get to know people. If you want to continue that relationship, like them, and most importantly, trust them. And so I built... example, the CPRDU business, just on that. I I think probably, what, 13 years old here in Tucson. And over that 13 years, I've probably spent less than $5,000 on marketing. Mm. And it's because of the relationship initially that I started. And now it's because of the staff that I have. I have happy staff, which if the staff are happy, then the student's happy. So I believe in that if you don't have a happy staff, then you're going to have issues with your business.
All right. Yeah. They're not going to be happy to do their job and to serve your customers.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's really important.
Yeah. You have to treat your staff really well.
Mm-hmm. And then going back to the social aspect, right? Getting involved, you know, that old time, talent, or treasure.
Mm.
Currently, I sit on 6 nonprofit boards, but I just didn't want to. I stopped about 10 years ago being on boards, and I joined again in December 2021. I decided in 22 I'm going to join some boards, but boards that I have a passion for, and not just to sit on a board because I don't even have a resume. It's I wanted to get involved in that mission of the board. And one of the boards, I don't spend a lot of time on, but anyway, my wife and I opened a food pantry because they were at a reduced or free lunch, the whole school itself. And so every 2 weeks we do 50 food boxes. So, and seeing the results of stuff like that is important.
I guess as we got about a minute until we jump into the break. Tell our listeners some of these organizations, that nonprofits particularly, that you're part of, so they know maybe some organizations maybe they can look into to volunteer, to spend some time and to help out.
Sure. Junior Achievement, which is a national, actually international organization that supports financial literacy from K through 12. The Eric Height Foundation is a foundation that was started because of the death of an officer, but their main focus is they have daycare for first responders and the military at very reduced costs and extended hours. Another one called Hearts of Gold, which is one that's specific to Tucson Police Department. Higher Grounds, which again is more of a peer-to-peer mentorship and at these risk schools. Youth on Our Own. And it's
all great organizations.
Organizations and stuff. But they're organizations that I decided to join because my value system, I guess you could say, right? Yeah. I have the heart for that.
Awesome.
But there's like 2,700 nonprofits in Tucson. There's plenty of
organizations to support. But yeah, I'm glad to, and our first Wednesday of the month at the Arizona Sands Club, it's kind of designed around this idea that you're sharing, is like, people, you know, they don't really know, you know, what nonprofits are out there, you know, which ones to trust, what to be involved in. So thank you for sharing, you know, who you're involved in, because that's important. And thank you again, Bill Spurbeck with CPRTU, for joining us on the show.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Check out Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing if you have any cooling, heating, and plumbing issues around your household. We'll be back right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another illustrious episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hello there.
Yeah, man, it's really smooth when I do a show with you. I kind of like it.
Yeah. We just cruise along.
Just easy sailing. Just like just going on the cruise ship, kick up our feet, and have a pina colada.
Right? Sounds good, yeah.
So we have, this is like you were saying during the break, this is the first time that you've been on the show where we had 4 guests, we have today. And we have another one of my close buddies. I almost feel like every segment I'm just talking about how blessed I feel with, even though it feels like relatively new friends I have within you, and now our guest Curtis Rollman with Action Print and Copy, Steve Ochoa, who's still in the break room, Bill Spurbeck, who we just had on, new friends, but still guys that I feel really close to, and I look up to you all quite a bit. I think maybe subconsciously I was trying to surround myself with men I looked up to and want to mentor to me. So accept that compliment with open hands, my friend Curtis, because I mean it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I deserve it every all the time. You know, some days, you know, are better than others, I guess.
Of course,
yeah. We all have our days.
I have more confidence on certain days, but
you just always have to strive to be better tomorrow than you were today.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll re-elaborate, which almost every month, unless you're too busy to make it on the show, I talk about all the work that we've been able to do together and the awesome stuff you've been able to do to me. I mean, do for me, and particularly even this most recent project, these postcards that I needed you to make for our Business and Bibles breakfast that we're going to be doing at the Arizona Sands Club the first Wednesday of every month from 9 to 11 a.m. And when I originally sent you the copy for those postcards, you kind of gave me the rundown on like why it wasn't going to work and kind of tried to explain to me that they sucked. They're pretty much the stuff I sent you sucked and it just wasn't good. And like, I just didn't get it. And I was like, well, just make it work. You're like, nope, I'm not just going to make it work. Like, just to give you some advice, simpler, you know, less is more. Like, this is kind of, here's some tips on what you should do. And I took that advice, thankfully, and I reworked it all completely and sent you completely new prints. And it came out great. Probably the 10th project that I've had you do, and they all come out amazing. You always kind of really watch my back, make sure that I don't mess myself up with it. So I appreciate that. And
we oftentimes run into that where we don't want to get in the way of progress. We don't want to, you know, put too many questions to people. We'd love to just hit print and produce it, but we also don't want people to be dissatisfied when they see it, because what you see on the screen doesn't always translate to what you see on paper or physically.
Exactly.
So, you know, we just, but I would actually give credit to Zach in my shop for really bringing that up, because I was sort of busy and I said, here, just do it, get it done. And, you know, he kind of pumped the brakes on it.
Yeah,
and
I was really giving credit to the whole entire entity. I know you don't do much other than deliver something. But yeah, I mean, just kind of to put into perspective for the listeners that are out there, and this a question is coming out of this, I promise. For those that are using those online sites and think that what you see on the screen, like you're saying, is going to come out how you see it, it's not. And having somebody like Action Print and Copy, having Curtis or Zach or his team there to kind of have your back, they may save you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. So the question is, what is some of the low hanging fruit that you can give to someone having this, you know, print work done so that they don't make that mistake to lose hundreds or thousands of dollars on a print job?
Well, I mean, I think when you're obviously work with somebody local,
right?
Work with an actual person that you can talk to. But you know, a lot of times it's just as simple as thinking about what it is, what's the point of what you're trying to print. You know, really think about what it is that you're trying to convey. Look at it on your screen at 100%, not like 400%. You know, a lot of times people open up a file and it's at 250% or something. Oh, it looks great. But really just change it to 100% at the size it's going to be printed at, and really look at it that way. And you'll see, oh wow, that text is almost, you know, illegible. It's too small. You know, you get a better idea that way. But it's simple things that people forget. They're busy, they design something, they'll design something that's, you know, 8.5 by 11, because the template that they had just started that way. And then they say, oh, I want it as a 4x5 postcard. Well, that doesn't always work.
Doesn't translate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and then last but not least, but read your proof.
Well, that too.
Make sure that final proof is exactly what you want. Yeah. Because as soon as you approve that proof, then it's going to print.
How many times have you made that mistake?
Probably just once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably. I really look at the proofs now and make sure.
Some people think that we actually read all of that stuff, and you know, we don't. We look at it from a format standpoint, and we do catch certain things, but we don't. We can't possibly read. You know, you'll have people that give you this thing that they've spent hours and hours on, and then they say, "Oh, what did you think of such and such?" And we're like, "Oh, yeah, we don't really have time to read everything.
It's the customer's responsibility to make sure that all that verbiage is correct.
Yeah, but even though, to give you credit, you guys have caught me misspelling stuff.
Oh, sure.
And like stuff that's off. So
right. Like Tucson being misspelled incorrectly.
Yeah.
That's not you. Yeah. I'm sorry. But
I may have, but other people,
I mean, it's amazing how, you know, spell check won't catch that one for you.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it's a tough deal, and, we try to help people out. You know, we try to be that difference, than, you know, the robots online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no perfect, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
And so we try to, you know, just, again, not just hit print blindly and say, oh, well, too bad, you approved it. You know, we try to do our best.
Right. And there's nothing like having local service.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Really.
Agree. And those who think that you're going to get this, like, well, amazing price going online in comparison, they're comparable. Action Print Copy is super comparable. I mean, I get all my stuff done there, actually.
Apples and oranges oftentimes is the biggest problem. Right. You know, they're seeing something online and they think it's a certain price. And yeah, I mean, but you know, we try. We still have to pay the bills. And
Speaking of paying the bills, how can people get a hold of you and where are you located?
Well, you can find us in Tucson at First and Prince, in Green Valley at Esperanza and I-19. www.printapc.com is our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Curtis.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Ron Arenas of Picture Rock School and Heating and Plumbing. We'll be right back. I am Pastor John McClain here with Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And we are here with Ken Carrolls, Bill Kaltz, and Steve Ochoa with the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Boy, that sounds very familiar to me, Mr. Carrolls.
That's it.
That's that good, beautiful locomotive that you got down at the train station. Well, Pastor John, always good to see you. I'm seeing you in a little different role here today. Normally, I'm talking about GIFT and some of the wonderful nonprofits that you and I have the pleasure to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find this really, really interesting. Ken Carroll has been the executive director since when, Ken? 2005?
Well, starting in 2005 in the background, but yeah, 2000, probably the year after that.
Okay. And we got Bill called. One of the nice things about Ken and Bill, there's many, many good things about them, John. But
they seem like really nice guys.
They definitely
resonate really good energy.
They're terrific people. Not only are they great businessmen, good minds, but you know they have this community first and foremost in their mind.
Hmm.
And this event that they're going to put on this coming, next week, I guess, right?
Saturday, Ken? The 18th, it looks like, at 10
a.m. They're coming in. But what they do is they honor the pioneer families of Tucson, which is so important that we connect that history for generations to come and come. And so they've graciously invited me to MC this event for many, many years. So nice. I am back now with a lot of vigor and am happy to do this. So I'm going to turn things over to Bill.
May I ask, your family one of the pioneer families of Tucson?
They are, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And I'm very, very obviously extremely blessed and very, very grateful to represent Don Esteban Ochoa, who was our, really ran the Arizona Daily Star, named him the leading citizen of the 19th century.
That's beautiful.
But as you'll learn, he was a very energetic guy. Community was always his deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he enacted legislation that brought the railroad here to Tucson, Arizona, that eventually put him out of business. And he knew that was going to happen, but he was all for the community. And it didn't matter to him about his own personal liability and business acumen, but by bringing the railroad here to Tucson, he knew this community would grow. And look where we are today.
Look at
1,200,000 people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, cool. Well, I'll let you turn it over to you know, one of the fine gentlemen you brought in. And thank you again, Steve, once again for bringing in what, you know, an amazing organization. Those who don't know what GIFT is, it helps amplify and kind of empower other nonprofits and other amazing organizations in our community. So definitely this is in line with that, certainly bringing these amazing gentlemen in studio today.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving us the airtime, John. We think the world of you and your staff here. And so let me, without further ado, let me throw it over to the real brains behind this operation. His name is Bill Call.
He does look seem super brainy.
Bill, take us home, will you?
Yes, well, thank you so much, Steve. As you mentioned, Don Esteban Ochoa was a key figure in bringing the railroad here. And in fact, the citizens of Tucson chose him to present the silver spike to the railroad for coming to this dusty adobe town 143 years ago. And we have that actual silver spike that was presented, will be at our event on March 18th. And in addition, as Steve said, we'll have these ancestors represented by their descendants, most of them great-grandchildren. And we'll have one fourth great-grandchild playing a role in a small skit that we do, sharing a little bit of what happened on that fateful day when the railroad arrived.
Interesting, man. So I guess kind of give us this. In reading the information here, it says, so this is the 18th year of this celebration?
Of this celebration, the Silver Spike Jubilee.
Okay, so I'm John McLean Q Public, and I'm walking in there. Never been to it before. I've never been there before. What can I expect?
Well, you'll find, if you show up at 9:30 when the music begins, you'll find the Calvary Band playing just as it did 143 years ago. We'll have our skit. We'll have then presentation of awards by the museum for contributions that people have made in our community and to the museum. We'll have a small choo-choo train for children. We'll have a mariachi band, folklorico dancers, and a lot of revelry. One of the exciting parts, John, that I hope you'll be able to participate in is that we're asking people to dress up in 1880s attire.
Okay.
Come as a cowboy.
I need to dust off my 1880s attire, so that's perfect.
You haven't worn it for a while.
a big black tall top hat.
Oh, yeah.
Any number of things that would kind of get into the spirit of things that occurred all that many years ago.
Nice.
So, should be a real fun time. As you mentioned, we've done it 17 other times, and are excited to bring in the community. And it's all free. Yeah. Everything will be free at the event.
That's amazing.
So, and one of the things that Dr. Carroll's has done, which is very exciting, is that he hosts these free parties for the people of Tucson. The Holiday Express event, where Santa Claus gives out hundreds of Beanie Babies, we also celebrate Tucson's birthday. Free to the public, and as a contribution that we can make to our community.
That's amazing. Any thoughts, Ron?
No, that sounds great. Where's the location that this is held at?
Sure.
And that's down at Tucson's Historic Depot at 414 North Toole. And all the events will take place trackside.
Okay.
That's right across from the Hotel Congress
nice.
On Toole Avenue.
All right. Very good.
And so, tell us, you know, the time, the place. You already said that it's free. Tell us some of the sponsors you have, some of the organizations you're partnered with on it.
Yes.
One of our major sponsors certainly is Fletcher McCusker has been very supportive, and certainly the Rio Nuevo. In fact, I think this structure, if you will, was first put up. There was the first Rio Nuevo structure that went up and under Bob Walkup.
Okay. Interesting.
But let me just elaborate that as far as sponsorship, Downtown Partnership, of course, and then Mr. Car Wash, and it just kind of starts to grow and grow, and we had Target and Walmart's and Ace Hardware and just a lot of local small organizations as well. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. It's tax deductible. You can always help the museum by having your party there, as Bill said. Weddings, birthday parties, events, corporate events. The space is there, and then people just kind of come back and say, well, can we have our wedding here next year?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay. And Bill mentioned as far as the event, as far as our biggest event, and again, it's all free. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few museums in town that's free and bilingual. And so there's, and then it's run by volunteers. We have about 30 volunteers, and it's super energy, and they enjoy doing it, and
that's awesome.
The pay is right. What's also interesting is what, you know, you see people coming in locally, you know, but it's Aunt Susie from Iowa says, brings someone here living in Tucson, and they don't necessarily, well, I never go downtown. I think it was, I got downtown, and this is different. I really like it. You know, it's a park. I feel safe, etc. Mm-hmm. But then the national visitors, and then we get international visitors, and we've had someone, you know, let's see, today's Wednesday. Tuesday, I had from Sweden, someone else from Scotland. So what really helps us is we have this webcam. It's Virtual Rail Fan. Go on YouTube, Virtual Rail Fan. There's Tucson. Mm. That goes all over the world. And so one of the interesting feedbacks, just as far as we get from the chat, going back from folks in different parts of the country, I didn't know Tucson had snow. And they're calling from Australia. I mean, you know, zeroing in on that, and just kind of on a chat line. So back to the, as far as the location, I'll give you our telephone number.
Okay.
520-623-2223. I'll repeat it. 520-623-2223. Website www.tucsonhistoricdepot.com, all lowercase on that. So again, things that you can do, and it's not just for the museum but yourself, as far as I think Bill mentioned, but have a family brick, a legacy brick. We seem to, more and more families are looking at that as a way of giving as well as getting in terms of their legacy. As I mentioned, the parties. Also, Jim Click has just done a tremendous job as far as you mentioned sponsorship, and you know, without his annual as far as raffle, it will be coming up, and it's distributing tickets to all of the about 150 nonprofits here in Tucson. And then the nonprofits, they sell the ticket for this Ford Bronco 2023. And in turn, they keep $25, and Click donates the vehicle. He doesn't have to do it, but he does that, and it's really a tremendous thing. So it brings for a small organizations, it enables us to then be able to be offering programs, lectures, events free. So I just want to put a little click,
on
Jim Click, because he's doing that.
He does do amazing.
What are your days and hours of operation for the museum?
Sure. We're open every day but Mondays.
Okay.
Like most museums and places, that similar organizations. As far as mornings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, opening up at about 11 till 3, then Friday, Saturday, a little later till 4 o'clock, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And then Sunday again, we're open from, it'll be 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock again. And
tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you guys and how they can visit you online.
So online again, the website, TucsonHistoricDepot.com.
Okay.
That's one. And as far as telephone number, 520-623-2223. See you down at the depot, and you're keeping.
Well, that's it.
Alive.
That's all we got. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Carroll, Bill, Steve Ochoa, good friend. I'll see you soon. I'm sure we'll have lunch. Blow the whistle. We're out of here. See you next week.